The Intrigue, number 2 in the Daughters of Manling series by M.C. Beaton, writing as Marion Chesney, narrated by Charlotte Ann Dorr. Chapter 1. Nothing is to me more distasteful than that entire complacency and satisfaction which beam in the countenances of a new married couple. Charles Lamb. Jessica Beverly felt that the mantle of saviour had fallen on her slim shoulders. After the collapse of her family's fortunes, resulting in the loss of their beloved home, Manling, she and her sisters had pinned their hopes on the beauty of the family, the eldest, Isabella. Isabella would marry the new owner of Manling, Mr. Judd. The Beverleys would move back to their old home, and all of them would live happily ever after. But Isabella had fallen in love with their neighbor, Lord Fitzpatrick, and had moved to his other estate in Ireland. Mr. Judd had fallen prey to gambling debts, but unlike their father, Sir William, he had committed suicide rather than retrench. Hope had come to Manling in the shape of Mr. and Mrs. Devers, who had a marriageable son, and Jessica Beverly was determined to marry that son. Now in her 19th year, she rivaled Isabella in beauty. She had thick, wavy, auburn hair and wide-spaced hazel eyes. But her ambitions received a severe setback. No invitation to Manling was forthcoming from the new owners. The Beverleys, when they had been rich and wealthy and had Manling as their home, had been very haughty and proud, and to a great extent still were, despite their reduced circumstances and their modest residence.